big fight yet. Like, he hasn't even... Yeah. The fight won't happen. He just slashed Chen Shi. That's it. What are you talking about?
Kingdom to fucking Freeman? Really? Bruh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't even that... It was a good fight. Don't get me wrong. But it was nowhere near close to Kingdom's fight.
How was Kingdom's fight better? It was just a slash to King Shi. That's it.
Bro, the fucking... It's not just about the fight. It's about the fucking speech. Look at my fucking back, motherfuckers! That, the vice captain.
It's the same, same thing with Freedom.
You guys, and
same
thing
with Freedom.
And I like Freedom.
Same thing with Freedom, bro.
Freedom has no speeches, nothing. It's a very...
No, she's a cold-ass fucking...
stabbed. People losing their first exams.
It has its moment where it goes slow, very dull, then goes up, and then goes down, and then goes up, and then goes down. It's like fucking, it's volatile like a motherfucker.
First of all, Kingdom is
volatile fucking Bitcoin, for God's sake. And Bitcoin is on an upward trajectory right now, for God's sake. What the fuck are you talking about?
Falling. It fell like 10,000, yeah. I think.
Okay, oh, Kingdom is nice. Oh, it's like Asgard's Kingdom. Suck my dick.
Look, Freeman is one of the most enjoyable anime because in terms of music.
Are we already recording this or
the argument was perfect. I could have missed the argument. I could have missed it. It was perfect. I love a strong... It's really hard to get strong female characters, and we got two.
We have a lot of female characters in anime. What are you talking about?
Have you
seen Fairy Tale? Fairy Tale, yes.
Elsa,
you must be out of your fucking mind.
Elsa
is a badass. What the fuck are you talking about?
But no, she was never the lead. I'm talking about lead characters.
Elsa has been the fucking S-class since the beginning.
She's not the lead.
Natsu grew stronger. Just so you know,
Fairy Tale is not a good anime.
Strongest female lead.
I could name another one. I could name fucking another one right now. Sakura.
Thank you for joining us on our journey. I hope you enjoyed this.
There's times where cancellation is very justified. Please cancel Amethyst.
We also had who was Aaron's Mikasa? Another good one.
That's one. I agree with
I'm looking for anime back here. Which one I could find? Mikasa. We had Sakura.
If you're gonna say it,
the strongest, it'll be like Akami got killed. She was a strong lead.
Uh-huh.
We have Mikasa.
And I think
Fearin is stronger than all of them.
Who?
Fearin is stronger than all of them. She's OP.
I guess stronger character, I should say.
She is OP. Like, there's no compare in terms of her strength when it comes to anybody.
Characters at the moment. But I think Bulma could take her down, no doubt.
Bulma's a good female character as well.
Another female, strong female character.
I think Bulma can take her down. I think if she has preparation, and even without preparation.
Well, she took down the Prince of All Saiyans, so yeah.
Yeah.
She took that down.
Could take her down easy.
Okay, Freedom, for me personally, I think, especially from last season till now, is the only anime. And I agree what you're saying. Kingdom has been that epic. I completely agree.
But you compared
Kingdom's last episode to Freedom's
episode.
I will still say it.
I think Freedom was better.
We have seen so many people fighting their clones. We've seen Vegeta fight his clone in Super. We've seen Goku.
Vegeta was never the strongest.
What did they call it? Goku Royale's? The pink color? Goku Black, bro. It's fucking form. The pink form.
Okay, sure. Why not?
Right? So we have seen so many people fighting their fucking clone. In fact, when Vegeta was fighting Goku, he even said, "You don't deserve this fucking form. We earned it through fucking battles." So what was so epic that you guys were like, it mashed up to Kingdom's hype? Please explain to me.
I mean, those kind of argument doesn't even make sense because you could say the same thing with Kingdom. Or he fought another strong character and killed him.
Bro, Kingdom had the morale. Kingdom had everything.
You're comparing Shen nowhere near his peak, fighting somebody that's probably on his equal level versus Fearin. It's Friday. Okay,
I'm not denying that Freerun is a phenomenal show. I'm not denying it. But comparing it to Kingdom's top episode so far this season is I don't see it. I just don't see it.
We're not saying there's no argument to be had.
In terms of strength,
it was an amazing episode.
When Shin went into that fight, I knew he was winning it no matter what.
We knew Fearon was going to take him down.
The way it was working is Fearon said, one-on-one, there's no way I could beat you. It was Fern, and how her progression is, of how she's raising a human to be as strong as her, and how the era of humans are coming, and the other elf, the strongest elf, she's like,
Ciri.
You're going to be either defeated by a demon king or a human. You're missing again what the point of Fearon is. It's not her. It's her legacy.
First of all, I know the point of fucking Fearon because I bashed it. You know, I binge watched the whole show. Unlike you motherfuckers that watched it one episode at a time. Okay, first of all. Second, I'm not denying it's a phenomenal show. I'm just denying that you fucking took the top fight in Kingdom and then you came to me and you said,
I don't think it's a top fight.
It's one of the top fights.
It's not even a fight in the Kingdom. It's not even top five.
If I'm going to use AB logic, the best fight is yet to come.
When I gave the a 10 on
Kingdom, Kingdom is yet to come.
AB, you can't tell me that in the Kingdom that was a top five fight. Even like Gomen Oki's general fight.
I said it was top five episode. I said it was the top five episode for me, not because just the fighting. It's because everything that followed with it. And you guys said, wait till you watch Fearon because, it's up there, right? I'm not denying it. I'm not denying it.
So you agree.
When I compare the two, I enjoyed Fearon. But when Kingdom happened, I was like, fuck. Right?
That's fine.
You know, with Fearon, I would give it 9 out of 10, which is very high.
Okay, that's fine.
That's a 10.
Kingdom,
that's
I was given 10 out of 10, no questions asked. If all of us said yes, 10 out of 10. Right?
But I feel like you just proved our point. You just proved our point.
We just said
that for us, we love Frida. It was fantastic. It's equivalent. No, just as good.
And it did happen.
You just gave us a 9 out of 10. And we know that when it comes to anime, 9 out of 10 for you.
It's amazing, yes. But you know,
having a higher rating for Kingdom is completely fine with me. It doesn't matter. You're proving our point so much for me,
and I was like, "Fuck!" I was watching him.
Agree to disagree. Let's just start with that. We agree to disagree. Fearon is amazing. Kingdom is amazing. Can we talk about Shangri-La Frontier?
No, wait. Before we go on to it,
we should talk about actual Fearon.
We'll come back with more discussion with Fearon.
The fact that you guys, both of you, think that Fern is gonna overtake or overpower Fearon is not going to happen. I don't think it's already hinted.
She's never wrong. Fearon keeps saying it. She's never wrong.
That was
wrong.
Not forecasting. No, that was not forecasting, first of all. Second, she said, the way you're going, simply said, the way you're going, because you want humans to know magic, either human or demon king will, because she's that fucking strong, and humans will evolve. I don't think Fern can ever be as strong as fucking Fearon, ever. Right, we saw what she's capable of.
I have no idea.
Fearon's master was stronger than Fearon.
Fearon master started the origin of magic.
Ciri taught her flam magic.
And then, of course, Fearon took over. Fearon, I think, is stronger now than her master.
Sure. We can agree with that. But
I have no idea. It's hard to know.
I think Fern is the reincarnation in terms of fame. I think she's that's how the legacy is gonna go.
No, I don't see that.
I mean, I have no idea who's gonna be stronger at the end. I mean, it's implied that Fern's gonna be super powerful, right?
Yeah, I agree. But
one thing about this show, Freeland, unlike One Piece or Kingdom. We don't know what the end is.
We don't know what the end is.
Yeah, we know that they're trying to go to end day, and I don't know if that's the final. And it sounds very symbolic if that's the case, that she dies at the end somehow. Like she moves on to the next life, kind of like Lord of the Rings. So I don't really know, like, to like what emphasis, because it's, let's be honest, like, combat isn't
to just get to see Himmel and say thank you for everything,
and then, you know,
Himmel
disappear.
Himmel was in the show.
Yeah, Himmel, the warrior, the hero.
Himmel. Yeah. Himmel.
It's not Himmel, bro. Himmel is in Edison.
Yeah, Himmel. I feel like that's the whole purpose of the whole show. Her journey is to find. Well,
yeah. See, I don't know what the plot is. Now you guys are telling me that Farn is going to end up. Or you're assuming that Farn is going to end up killing Frieren.
That's half.
Well, no. I
feel like that's the stage. It's being set up for that.
There's a big part of that. Yeah. Yeah. I think so. But I'm not sure on that either. I don't think there's anything definitive that has been.
But again, if the plan is for Frieren to train her to be as strong, because I don't think Frieren is going to be like, all right, kill me now, right?
But no, I don't think Frieren knows how to train, but this way. I think this is the only way she knows how to train.
But why would she want? Why would she train somebody to kill her? I think she just took an apprentice and she's just training.
She's not. It's just going to happen.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't think it's
just that the student has become the master. It's just the next progression.
This is not fucking Master Roshi and Goku, bro. Like, this is like, but I don't see how Fern in even 1,000 years could be as strong as Fern, because this is not even her peak. Like the dungeon fight, I don't think that was their peak.
No, but that's the cool part. We saw the peak of freedom, right? At that point. And it was pretty clear that
I thought it was just.
Yeah. I think that was so. I think, yeah, that was fucking strong, right? She uses magic without anything and without any. It's just full throttle, just took Fern out. So I obviously Frieren is by far the strongest right now. But again, it's a 10-year journey with only one and a half year gone through.
2 years. Two years,
maybe. So they're still getting stronger.
Even after.
I mean, Stonk is getting stronger. I don't know. I mean, in terms of just like. Skill sets, like one thing we do know is in some ways Fern is a better fighter because she's able to execute spell faster, right? That's already been hinted at, right? And then this whole idea, well, they're both kind of spam that one spell over and over.
More in her bag, in her goodie bag than
without a doubt.
I think if they were to fight, I don't think Fern could even match Frieren anyway. I just don't see it, man.
Right now, no way. We agree with that.
Think about this. The demon magic, the Zoltroc, was the strongest spell back then. Now it's the most basic offensive spell.
That only Fern and Frieren practice.
Well, everybody basically
uses it. No, everybody has it.
Everybody uses everybody it. Has. The whole humans basically use that as basic offense.
Yeah, but then they adapted to more elemental.
But they also said it doesn't work against demons because only Fern.
It works against a demon.
Person that created Zoltroc for Frieren killed him with it. The same.
But I thought Fern and Frieren had the basic composition down, and they did something.
That's the only thing Frieren ever taught Fern is just.
And that's the only thing she said she needs, right? Against demons, I don't think, or anyone, I don't think that could take Frieren down. In my honest opinion, even in 10 years, I don't see it happening.
I mean, I have no idea. I never made a definitive statement that I know Fern for sure is going to be stronger. I could see the team Hero Party for some reason. I don't know the end, so I have no idea. Like again, One Piece, we find One Piece. There's a whole big party. We could kind of go ahead and guess, right? Dragon Ball was about becoming the strongest.
Yeah, right. I don't know what to do about. Like, just go to heaven and just meet her teammates.
Yeah, I think it's about learning.
I think it's gonna be Fern, her, the axe dude, and the priest elf.
I think the team has to grow.
Yeah, I think we're just seeing that stages right now.
I think it's a lot about value of human life, because. That's what the story is about, but in terms of end plot, like it is harder to understand than Dragon Ball. I mean, Dragon Ball is straight up like become the strongest. You know, One Piece is becoming Pirate King.
Maybe she gets to heaven and she's like, "All right, this is my journey. I want to be with my friend."
Right. I think she's gonna be with Himmel in a sense. This whole journey is about learning what's important about being a human being. I think, right? Like the value of time. right? So I don't know. Like, again, Frieden doesn't emphasize on the fight. It's just when they do have fight, it's just pure badass moments, right? They they know how to. I think One Piece also does this. They know how to like masterfully capture the moment. Like, you know, like in Luffy versus fucking shit.
That guy.
he does the Gum Gum axe and just stomps him in the face. East Blue.
I know who you're talking about. I'm not gonna say it until you find out.
Fuck you. I'm going Ami right now. Anyways,
Arlong, bro.
Arlong. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Arlong. And the same thing for Lucci, right? It's the Gatling at the end. It captures the. I think it's Frieden similar in that fight. It's not the main point, but when they do have it, it's super badass, including the episode we had, episode 9, 10. And there's so many great moments of like human lessons in a way that we could take, I thought. Yeah, and that's why I love it.
Okay, it's a good show. I'm not denying it. It's
I'm not going to say.
Let's see. Where it goes.
I think so far this season, I'll say it's better than Kingdom, but it's close.
Okay, listen. Agree to disagree. We're not going to get into another argument. We were going to talk more about Shangri-La too, but go watch Frieden. We're going to talk about this more later, and we'll talk and have a different discussion for Shangri-La, because this took much longer than I anticipated.
Yep.
What's the whole fucking season? What did you expect?
Shows are a high record. Great.
Yes, high record, yeah. It just Frieden is just a little bit better.
Frieden is way better than Shangri-La.
He's talking about better. He's talking about Kingdom.
I know what he's talking about, but I'm trying to change the subject. So make sure you like and subscribe. We'll be back later. Peace.
Peace.